Have a good night. Or not. Hello, Mr. Big Headphones. You can get your caffeine fixed tomorrow when we open back up, okay? Hello, sir. We're closing. Of course it's you making the end of my shift tough. But even after all these years, it's still so nice to see you. And to see that things haven't changed. Are you editing a surf movie? No wonder you couldn't hear me through your headphones. Oh, don't worry. I guess you can keep working while I'm cleaning up. I'm the only barista left to close up. Again. This is kind of like old times. After a long day of hitting the waves, you'd spend all night at the editing table while the rest of the gang partied. You were such a loser. At least you got us all beer with the money you made off selling your videos to advertisers. That was always cool of you. You missed those times while you were gone? Mind if I sit on the couch too? Of course you don't. Not sure if my apron smells. Or if it's the stench of a sellout. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Mr. Big City Marketing Man. As you can see, I'm still here. Never quite got the launch I wanted after we finished college. But I've been trying to get into grad school. It's been tough without my favorite tutor around. Okay, maybe I'll stop being a jerk if you help me figure something out. What happened, dude? Why did you vanish? 1 minute you had an internship, and the next month you moved a few towns away? And then we all kind of stopped hearing from you? I don't think you understand how torn up the gang was about it. Yeah, of course, we can all see your Facebook, dude. I'm not an idiot. We all saw how busy you were at your big boy job with that business casual girly clad in Calvin Klein. By the way, your taste in women has declined, bub. We all just didn't want to bother you. Honestly, you were following your dreams. And the rest of us felt like we would be in your way. Look, I don't mean to make you feel guilty. It's just been years. We all missed you, brah. I miss my best friend. So tell me, how's your job at that big city marketing firm? Tell me, are you back here to film some big surf commercial? 'Cause you know, I best be in it. I still got the best backside cutback in town, so. Oh shit, dude, I'm so sorry. Fired? Well, laid off? Sorry, that's just the suit's way of saying you're fired. Fuck, and here I am rubbing it in your face. I'm such a bitch. No wonder you didn't say goodbye to me. Well, you're back now, and inspired to make surf movies again, right? Here, let me lean in and get a closer look. Let me see. Oh wait, that's me! Wait, is this footage from before you left? Damn, I was so, still am, amazing. Damn! I look hot in that blue bikini. And I still do. I'm such a surf rat that I'm actually still wearing that old thing. Honestly, it's in my bag from this morning session. Oh, that was your favorite, huh? Sure. You like it for the cinematic effect. You think I'm dumb? Oh, I didn't know that the blue reflects the lights from the sunset like that. Get your camera. Show me. I don't believe you, so show me. The sun is peering through the windows, just like in the movie. Let me put on my bikini, and I'll be right back. Oh, you got the tripod all set up and everything. Damn, you're serious. Should I stand like I'm about to rip? Or should I bend down like in a barrel? Or should I... Oh, shit. Good catch, Dad. Running to the couch. Perv, what are you staring at? What? My... Oh, shit. My nipples are so hard. Seriously, it's just because it's so cold. Fuck my boss for keeping the AC so high. It's freezing. I swear. Plus, this is a thin bikini. It barely covers anything. Don't be an idiot. Stop laughing. Well, at least I can pose sexy for you with my arm covering my breast like this. Just like when you... when you used to make ads for the surf magazines. You asked me to model for you more than any of the other girls. And don't say it's because they were dating your friends. It always used to make my boyfriends jealous when you asked me. You insisted that it was me you needed. It made me feel like you were kind of into me. Like you kind of like. Yeah, I'm sure it's only because I fit into those outfits better. Admit it. It's me you like. It's not this coral blue bikini that's your favorite. It was me that made your photos look good. It's my sun-kissed skin that made a light reflect perfectly. Admit it. That's why you came back, right? You need me in your photos. So you can stare at me through that lens as you put me in seductive poses just for you. You needed me like I needed you all these years. I've waited so long. Yeah, grab my breast like I know you always wanted to. Just like that. Yeah. I know you always wanted to hold these perky tits in your hands. I know what you were thinking behind that camera. Badly you wanted to see my perky nipples. I could tell how you gripped the camera lens. How much you wanted me to pose naked for you. I could see you biting your lips when I was in the water, on my knees. Waves crashing against my tan backside. Just laying there in the sand, waves lapping against me. Sea foam sprinkling all over my exposed body. You never knew how wet I was while you took those pictures of me. How badly I wanted you to touch my pussy with my thong hiked up. Just like you are right now. I waited so long for you. That's your phone. Well, if it was mine, I'd shut it off or put on silent. Go ahead, see who it is. I know that look. You're still with that Banana Republic bitch, aren't you? Oh, she left you when you got fired? Then why do you look upset at seeing her call you? Look, she doesn't matter anymore. She left you in your time of need, and then you came here. Where that surfer girl you left behind stuck around, waiting, never leaving this town on the off chance that you'd come back. You knew I'd never leave this town. You knew I'd never leave you. So forget her. And let's forget the last 4 years and go back to how it was before you left. After tonight, you're not gonna leave again, right? No. Not again. I won't let you go this time. Sit down. You messed up when you left me behind, dude. And now you owe me an apology. Even if I have to pin you down and force it out of you. Did you lose all your arm muscles? When was the last time you paddled out? Well, if you stayed and hit the waves every morning with me, then maybe you'd be the one pinning me down. Maybe. But for now, you're mine. You can stop struggling and make this easier for the both of us. I waited too long for us to be together. And I know that's why you came back. Admit it. That's better. That wasn't so hard, was it? Well, one thing's hard. It's really hard. You like it when I straddle you? Like how I straddle a surfboard and line up? Letting the waves rock me back and forth and up and down as I wait for the perfect wave. Your cock is pressed so hard against my cunt. Now, I trust you to let me set the little guy free, or do I have to pin you down with one arm? Thanks for being such a good friend. Oh, he's not so little. And he's already oozing with pre-cum. Makes it easier for me to slide my hand up and down your cock. I feel you getting bigger in my hand. I want to. Now, let me show you what you could have had if you never left me. Everyone, including you, always tease me for being a big mouth. But dude, I can barely fit you into my mouth. Oh, fuck. I got drool all over your favorite blue bikini. Oh, you like it, huh? What if I put your spit-covered cock under my bikini top, between my soft tits? You like that? Oh, I can see it on you. I can feel you twitching. What if I squeeze my tits against your cock and slide them up and down and up and down? And place the tip of your crock against my pretty lips. And slide your shaft against my wet tongue. Just like a surfboard riding on a wave. Getting deep in that barrel. Tucking deep into that wave. Don't come yet. I don't want you to come in my mouth. Oh, you want to come in my tits, huh? You wish, dude. I got something more in store for you. Just lay back. Do you like the feel of my bikini bottom against your cock? I didn't think you could get harder, but that's good. I should be able to use your cock to push my thong aside and force your cock into me. You resist, but I can see it on your face that you love it. I waited so long for you to come back. Oh, fuck me like this. Was my pussy worth the wait? Bet you feel stupid for leaving my cum behind for so long. Promise me you won't leave me again, and you can have this pussy every day for the rest of our lives. Don't make me hit you again. Promise me you won't leave and break my heart again, you fucking idiot. Fine. If you can't give me a straight answer, I'll force you to stay. You can't fight against me. I'm way stronger than you, dude. Why do you keep struggling when I know you want this? I can feel it. I can feel how hard your cock is. And I see it in your eyes. If you really wanted to, you could get away. But you don't want to. And that's the truth. And you can't lie to me. I can feel your cock twitching, pulsing in me. I can feel you trusting against me while I ride you. You want to come in me. Don't you? That's why he came back. So we can be together. And you never have to leave me. You fucking me. Oh, I fucking love riding you. And feeling you inside me. It's been way too long. Keep rubbing my clit, please. Oh, do it. Tensing. Oh, fine. Feel you in me. Come with me. Give me that come I've been waiting for so long. You didn't come yet? Fuck. I came so hard. I feel so weak. But I have to keep riding you. Just a bit more. Oh, fuck. Oh, you fucking. Oh, I'm gonna Oh, so hot. You feel it. I feel you getting close. You're co oh. It's completely filling me. Oh, fuck, you're coming in my pussy. Deep. Oh, your cock is pulsing inside me. Oh, oh, you want me to leave it in? You want to stay inside me? Oh, you want to hold me and stay like this all night? Really? I knew you'd come back for me. Dumbass. You took 4 years to realize it. Shit. We're a hot mess. Don't worry about the bikini. The stains will wash out when we hit the waves tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow morning. We have to work on your nude alarms so you can pin me down next time.